Today's daf is Sukkah, daf Tesvav, and we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, and we are in the sugyas of the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel relating to the Mishnah of Gzeiras Tikra. So we have all these different Gzeiros throughout this first parak of Masechah Sukkah relating what type of schach one is allowed to use. Again, I alluded to it yesterday, but we're going to have to talk about it on a later Mishnah. We did not talk about Sukkah mats. To talk about the poskim's discussion of sukkah mats, which has to do with all these gzeirot as well. That is that a bundle? It's all tied up. So why isn't that included? Why are there all these hashgachas on these sukkah mats? And how are they kosher? Which they are. So we'll have to talk about that in the future. But the specific context that we were talking about yesterday was large boards. So in Machlokas Tinu Rimeir and Abihuda, what size boards are allowed to be used without a worry of you're going to get mixed up with Gzeiras Tikra, that you're, if I'm allowed to stay here, I'm allowed to be in my house. And we had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, how to understand that machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. How wide-ranging was it? Rav said that the machlokas was, if the boards are four tefachim wide, if they're less than four tefachim wide, for sure it's not a problem. The machlokas is only when there's four, and Shmuel was more machmer. Shmuel said when it's less than four, that's when there's a machlokas. But if it's four tefachim wide, then everybody would agree that it is a problem. And we mentioned, according to Shmuel, it's only between three and four. Less than three is lavud, and therefore even if there was nothing there, it would be okay. So if there's puzzle, schach is also okay, which isn't exactly a kal vachomer, because as we know, sometimes airspace has a different type of psul than pasul schach. We said airspace is three tefachim in the middle, and pasul schach is four tefachim in the middle. Okay, and then we saw machlokas, or the Gemara brought a brisa to support Rav and a brisa to support Shmuel. That's what we mentioned towards the end of the shir. And then the last point we mentioned was the itmar, was the hafchan al sidehen. What happens if I take this schach, whatever the context is that it's pasul, and I put it on its side? Is that a problem? So what would we have said? We would have said fine. Because the only issue is the Gzeiras Tikra, you might come to be in your house and you're using very wide boards. But if you put it on the side, no problem. But, says Rav Huna, and this is what we paskin, it's pasul, even if you put it on the side. Just put it on the side, it's not four, so what, how tall it is. The answer is, says the Gemara, na'asu kishpudin shel mateches. It's like, becomes like metal, like pasul daraisa. Wow, right? Once it was not allowed to be used, then it becomes pasul d'oraisa to, like a psul d'oraisa to use. This alludes to an idea that we mentioned back on Dav Beis, back 2 weeks ago, and that is usually, this is not according to everyone, but usually we assume that isure d'oraisa are isure cheftza, while isure d'rabbanan are isure gavra. That is a very big generalization, but the Nesiva says it, and based on a Rambam, based on a Shulchan Aruch, and that's what many assume. The Torah can assur certain molecules. The Torah could say, these molecules, these atoms are poison for the neshama. The Torah has that power, because Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. So he could say that, but the Rabbanan, if the Rabbanan says something is assur, could they say that a certain item has a certain status? That's much harder to say. They could regulate my behavior. They could say, I can't do something. I can't eat this. But to say that this is, for example, riding on Shabbos with my left hand. Also, Durabana. This week's Parsha. Malechas Machsheves, it's not Doraisa. It's only Durabana. So is that really a malacha inherently? No. It's not a malacha. Durabana said, don't do this. Don't do this. Writing on Shabbos inherently Malechas Machsheves, that's writing with my right hand. But writing with my left hand is non-Malechas Machsheves. The Rabbanan just said, don't do it because it might lead to something. That's generally what we assume. Well, the Rabbanan say, Basa B'chalav. So is Basa B'chalav, you can say, it's not impossible, but you can say, Basar Of B'chalav is a Chefzah Shel Isser Mid Rabbanan. You can say that. But you might also say, according to the Nesivos, that no, Basar Of b'chalav is not a chefzah shel iser d'rabbanan. No, the rabbanan said, don't eat it. Don't eat it because the chov is iser gavra, because you might come to get confused. That's what we usually say. So that's the chiddush of this gemara. The chiddush, we're talking about an iser d'rabbanan. So that's why we would have said, we're not talking about isurim here. We're talking about, you know, schach kasher or schach pasul. But on a d'rabbanan level, that's the chiddush of the line of the gemara. Nasu kishpudin shel mateches. The Rabbanan gave this wood, once it's for Dalet Amos, Dalet Tzfachim wide, and we had a Gzeira against it because of Gzeira's Tikra. The Chiddush of the Gemara of Rav Huna is that we gave it the status of Schach Pasul Midrabbanan, not just don't use this. You could also say don't use this, and it's even possible b'di'evan. You don't have to say it's a din in the chefsa to say it's us possible b'di'evan. You could say the rabbanan said you can't do this, and if you do, we're not going to say we're not going to allow you to be yotze with it. Right? That's the sugya we had earlier on Daf Gimel. The Tosfos says if you sit in a sukkah psula d'rabbanan, do I say that I get the mitzvah d'oraisa that I just get a aveira d'rabbanan? That was Tosfos's lashon. On the Mishnah of Lokiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. That was Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom. But anyway, that's the Chiddush of the Lashon of Nasu Kishpudin Shel Mateches. Okay. And then we had the Talmidim that said to Rav Huna, Rav Huna said to them, I told you not to go ask. And they said, what do you mean? You never told us. He said, you never asked me. So again, a Rav has to be clear. And the Talmidim have to be clear what they want to know. And the Rav should be clear in terms of the reasons. Okay, we have a couple lines left. Lema Messiah, says the Gemara. Let us say that this is the following is a raya to what we just said. Eina machzekas kadei rosh of ruba v'shulchano. If one has a sukkah that's small, it does not hold rosh of ruba v'shulchano. Ocean ifritza ba pirtza, or it gets a hole in it. Kadei she is daker ba gedi bevas rosh, that a goat can make his way into Bibas Rosh. What does that mean? Rashi says, Behedya Uberevach. Right? Clearly, the goat doesn't have to bend down. It has a hole in it, and it's it's far off the ground. It's more than three tefachim off the ground, Rashi says. Or, Oshen Nasan Allah Neser. This is one important for us. Oshen Nasan Allah Neser. Shehu Rachav Arba Tefachim. And it's a board that's four tefachim wide. Even though you only put it three tefachim into the sukkah, it's pasul. Say, what does that mean? You have a board that's four tefachim wide, but you only put it three tefachim into the sukkah. What does that mean? So, my love, kigon shahavchad al tidein. Maybe that means that you stood it on its side, and it's still pasul. So isn't that a raya to Rav Huna? That you only, let's say it's three tefachim high and four tefachim wide. So I'll say stand it on its side, so then it's still possible. So isn't that a riot to what we just said? So we said no. Lo, it could be that the Brice is about a different case. Hach of Mayaskinan could go to Ancha Apuma de Matalalta. No, I put it on the edge of the sukkah. Imagine a sukkah with three walls, and then I put a four tefach board on the side of the sukkah, on top for schach, on the side that does not have a wall. And I put three tefachim into the sukkah, and one tefach is hanging out. It's hanging out of the sukkah. So that's a four tefach board, but only three tefachim of it is in the sukkah. That's the case that it's still possible. That's the case. It's still called four tefachim, even though one is outside the sukkah. The aisle tvasa lego. You put three in. Va'afik l'chad l'bar, and you put one out. To havile, what's that called? Pesel hayotze min asukah. The chol pesel hayotze min asukah, nidok asukah. We had this once before, came up in the Masechta so far, it's going to come up later as well. The concept of, you sometimes can have an appendage to your sukkah, which counts as the sukkah. Let's say I have a sukkah, and I have the schach that goes further out, on the outside of the sukkah. So for in certain situations, you could sit under that pesel, even though you don't have any walls around you. It's still nechshav sukkah in certain regards. We'll have to talk about that. We spoke about that, if you remember, the Gemara on Daf Dalet. We spoke about the platforms raising the floor, so it's not 20 amos. So Rashi there spoke about, well, as long as it's not 20 amos by the platform, so maybe even next to the platform it's going to be okay. It's like pesel ayose min sukkah. Even though it's not sukkah, it's a problem. It's more than 20 amos. So that's what Rashi already mentions there. And here too, this board, the extra tefach sticking out of the sukkah, you don't disregard it. It's still called four tefachim, and that's why it's pasul. But there's no raya that if I would take a four tefach board and stand it up sideways, that is pasul. No raya against, but there's just no raya that has to be the case of the brisa. Okay, we continue. In terms of other schach issues, says the Mishnah, Tikra, she'ein aleha ma'azeva. Somebody has a roof that is not plastered. Let's say he has a roof of his house. He's building a house, but he didn't plaster his roof yet. She'ein aleha ma'azeva. So it's not kavua. So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a machlokas. Beishamei omrim, how do I get this into the realm of Hechsher Sukkah? What's the problem? As Rashi said yesterday, based on the Gemara, this was made to be a house. It was not made to be a sukkah. So that is a different type of kavana. For kavana for a sukkah, I need kavana l'shem tzel. Remember, we've spoken about many different types of kavana. I don't need kavana l'shem mitzvah sukkah. That was Beishamai Shita by Sukkah Yeshana on Daf Tes. I don't need to build a sukkah l'shem sukkah. I have to build a sukkah l'shem creating shade for me. More than that is kavana to build a house. But yeah, it was Rashi yesterday. That's not sukkah. That's, as Rashi said, the sukkah amar achmana v'lo beso shall call yamos hashana. Right? It can't be your house from the whole year. On a daraisa level. We had that on a drabana level earlier. Also, if you remember, on daf ches, sukkas yotzrim, the sukkah of the potters, the inner sukkah was where you lived the whole year, so the Gemara says you can't use that on a drabana level. Lo minkara milsa, that is your sukkah. So I have to put all of these kavana gemaras and bias versus sukkah gemaras together. So Rabbi Huda says, how do I undo the fact that I made this for a house? So, machlokas, Beishamai Omri, mifakpeik, v'notel achas v'beitayim. Mifakpeik, I have to shake him around. Shake around the boards that are on top. Rashi says, sosir menanea es kulan. I have to shake all of them. Menanea es kulan, v'notel achas v'beitayim. And I also have to take one out. Take one out as a siman that I'm doing something. And therefore, it is okay. I was continuing to mention, I forgot. Number one, the problem that we're trying to get over is because they made it for a house. And number two, it could be Tasav Lamanasui. It's already there, not as a sukkah. I have to do something to try to make it into a sukkah, not me'elav. So those are the two issues that we're trying to deal with. So Beishamai says, you have to do both. Sounds like you have to shake them around and take one out. If you look in the Rush has a different translation of mifakpek. The Rosh says mafakpik means removing the nails. Hasaras masmerim. So the plaster's not in there yet, but they're still nailed together. So removing the nails is what you have to do, which we'll talk about some later on today. You're allowed to use nails? The only issue is, of course, it's a house, removing the nails. What about Mamid? So we'll have to talk about that, by the Shem, later on today's daf. So Beishamai says you have to do both. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Mifakpeik, Onot Alachat Mimitayim. Either or, you don't need to do both. Rashi says, this version of the Machlokes is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso. Rabbi Yehuda, who is Machshir Nisarim, that are Dalet Tfachim wide, Leschach, like Rabbi Yehuda says, within Rav's Rabbi Yehuda, as we had on yesterday's daf, the more Mekel Shita. So this is all you have to do. You can use it, right? You're building a house that's four tefachim wide. As long as you do something, L'shem Schuch, Sukkah, it is good enough. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. No tel achas mi beitayim ve'enim b'fakpek. We'll have to see how Rabbi Meir works with his previous Shita. Rabbi Meir says, no, you have to take one out. Just being b'fakpek is not good enough. Rashi says, she ain't pikpuk mo'ilo. And again, Remeir L'taimei, because you can't have any, you can't use these unless you put kosher schach in between the pesel shebeneim, as we referred to yesterday. So this is the machlokas which the Gemara is going to get into. Rav Soloveitchik points out that here Rabbi Meir says that taking one out and ein tzarech lefakpek. Interesting that if you look earlier, if you remember, by Ktitas Mechubar, remember the Mishnah, that I pulled vines over my sukkah, and then I cut them. So what does the Rav say over there? What do you have to do? The Gemara says you have to be menanea. The Gemara says, Vitzarach lananea, yud aleph amen aleph. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, why? By Ktitas Mechubar means you have to be menanea all the slach to be machsherit. While over here, all you need is the tilachas mi bentayim. Right, even according to Rabbi Meir, the more machmir shita. Why over there, when I have mechubar and I want to overcome tasa v'lo mina asui, then I have to shake them all around. My shake it here, just take one out. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, Vitzarach Lomar here in Rishimo Shiurim. There's a big difference in the type of psul. Sha'adin shalafaneinu mugbal tikras habayis sheguf haschachu kasher. Ela shenifsal midin beso shel kol hashana kula v'tasov lo mina asui. Really, it's good schach. The problem is bias tasov lo mina asui. Rak bipsul zem mo'ilu netilachas mimintayim. Taking one out helps for that. But where you have something that's a psul haguf, the entire schach wasn't schach. It was never schach. It was attached. It was mechubar. It didn't have a shame schach pasul yet. So then, davka ni'anua bakula machshav lo netilachas mibintayim. So it's a different issue. Is it a more of an external psul, what we would call isir de ravya alei? It's good schach, but you built it for a house. Or you built it in a tasav al-manasi way. Versus the previous case, which it wasn't even schach yet, mechubar, which he's assuming, he doesn't say, but he's assuming, if you remember, like Rashi, not like the Ritva, that tasav al-manasi and mechubar are two different ideas. The Ritva said it's the same idea, back on Daf Yud Aleph, but Rashi says it's two, and that's how he explains the difference between the two cases. So, says the Gemara, Bishlamo, Beis Hillel, Taimayo, Mishim, Tasav, Lamanasui. I understand, Beis Hillel, who says here, you do either or. The problem is Tasav, Lamanasui, so you have to do anything. Ima, Fakpit, Avid, Le Maisa, you know, Talachas, Mibetim, Avid, Be Maisa. Either way, you did an act, and therefore, that should solve your problem. Ela, Beis Shammai, my Taimayu. But why does Beis Shammai say you have to do both? Mishum Tasav, Lamanasui, Bechadasagi. If he's trying to get over, just take that problem in the vacuum that you have to, again, create, do the mitzvah and have all the conditions for the mitzvah to exist when you do the mitzvah. Not to do the act of the mitzvah and then create the conditions for the mitzvah. Say, one should be good enough. Imishum gzeiras tikra, benotel achad vivetayim sagi. Again, just one of them should be enough. So why would Beis Shammai require both? So the Gemara says, you're right. Tila ola mishum gzeiras tikra. Really, the issue is Zeres Tikra v'hachi ka'amri, and this is what Beis Shammai means. Afal pishe mefakpeik. He doesn't mean you have to do both. He just means mefakpeik is not good enough. You can't just shake it around or remove the nails, as the Rush says. Inotel achas mibetayim in ilolo. No, it just means netila. You have to take one out. That's what Beis Shammai really means. Says the Gemara, really? So yihachi ema seifa. So what about the next line? Rebbe Meir omer notal achas bibeintayim avalo yifakpeg Rebbe Meir haino Beis Shammai. Then Rebbe Meir and Beis Shammai saying the same thing. If Beis Shammai shita is really take one out, it's exactly what Rebbe Meir said. So the Gemara says, hachi ka'amar, lo nechleku Beis Shammai beisila badavar zeh. What Rebbe Meir means to say is that you're right, it's the same shita. But Rabbi Yehuda has it as a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda has it as a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Meir is saying, no, everybody agrees to this. Everybody agrees to this because remember what I said earlier? Xeris Tikra. And therefore you'd have to take one out. Says the Gemara, my Kamash Malon, what's the chiddush then of our Mishnah? Do Rabbi Meir islake Xeris Tikra for Rabbi Yehuda less like Xeris Tikra? Is that the underlying opinions of the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah? So we already learned that yesterday. So what do you have to have? What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Ditznan misachin benitzarim div Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir oser. So yesterday it was explicit. So what do you need our Mishnah for? It's exactly the case of right. Tikra shena la mazeva is a case of large wide board. Same achlokas. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha b'nisarin mishupin askinan. The earlier case, the first Mishnah, is not about Gzeiras Tikra in general, but it's about nisarin mishupin. It's about smoothed boards. Smooth boards. What does that help? Gzeiras mishupin. The issue is not wide boards of Gzeiras Tikra. The issue is smooth boards umishim Gzeiras kalim naguba. Kalim, what does that mean? Do I say that because this wood is it's not just stam a piece of wood that nothing is done to. You have perfected it. It's like you go to a store and you buy a piece of lumber. That's not just like a piece of a tree. That's created and it's smooth and it's even. So even though, as Rashi explains, even though we usually have a gzeira, we usually have a rule on a d'oraisa level that a pshute kli eitz, if you have a flat wooden board, it is not called a kli, it's not makabel tuma. If I have a flat metal tray, to serve something with, that's makabel tuma d'oraisa. But a flat wooden board is not, unless it has a base kibul. So even though that's true, so here it's a flat wooden board. So do I say though, but it's a finished product. It was smoothed out, and it's clearly made to be used for something. So if I'm allowed to use this, am I gozer that I might come to use other kalim, which are makabel tuma on a daraisa level? That's the gzeira between them, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda earlier. Rashi, the last couple of skinny lines. Afagav de tuma, afagav de pshute kli eitz nenu velo mekablin tuma, gozer behu atu kalim amakablin tuma. So that's the gzeira, gzeiras kalim, not gzeiras tikra. Two different machlokos. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, 1 minute. Ule Rabbi Yehuda Marav de Amar. But 1 second, right? We get to review a number of topics that we've already had. But according to what we had on last Shabbos' daf, de Amar Sichacha Bechitzin Zacharim Kshera Binakvas Psula. Remember, there are different types of arrows and different types of extensions and handles of arrows that connected to the pointy part of the arrow. Some of them had a point at the end of it, and some of them had a base kibble, a circle to go to insert something, right? It's called zachar and akeva. So according to Rav earlier, who said to use the chitzim, the pointy types of arrows, which are called the male types of arrows, kshera, binakvus psula, but the ones with the base kibble are pasul, velo gazer zachar matur akevas. There we're not so worried. So hachanami lo nezer nesar mishupet atu kelim. So if you don't make a gzera over there, so you sure shouldn't make a gzera over here. Over there is even more confusing. It's the same type of handle, it's just made a little differently. But if he's not worried over there, according to Rabbi Yehuda Marav, so he shouldn't be worried over here either. Remember, it's Rav Yehuda Marav that we're quoting here, Rav Yehuda the Amora, who's the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. And in our Mishnah, we're talking about Rebbe Yehuda the Tanna, Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloi, buried right outside of Tzfat, Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloi. So, but if you don't, if Rav doesn't make the gzera over there, so surely this shouldn't be a gzeras kalim. So ela al karkach reisha pligi bezeras tikra v'sega pligi bezeras tikra. Really, it must be a machlokas both about gzeras tikra v'pligi batar dizimni lamali. So why do we have the machlokas twice? Seifa Rebbe Yehuda de ka'amar leila Rebbe Meir. It's basically a continuation of the conversation. That's how we should understand this Mishnah. Seifa, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is telling Rabbi Meir, to ka'amar le'le Rabbi Meir, amayka asart b'nisar mishum gzeres tikra. Well, you're machmir because you think there's an issue of, if you allow these wide boards, you might come to use your house. Haisvar le'be shamayu to islahu, ubeis hilalo gazri. That was Rabbi Yehuda's point in our Mishnah. It's a continuation in saying, Rabbi Meir, you're following beis shamay shita. The Amar Rabbi Meir, lo nechleku beis shamay b'islo b'davarzeh. And Rabbi Meir answers back and says, no, I have a different Misora. I think there's no machlokas here, and even Beis Hillel agrees to what I hold. So that is, you're right, it's talking about the same case and the same machlokas, but it's a continuation of the conversation. Again, it's easier to say that when you have two Mishnayos in a row. If you have two Mishnayos in two different Mesechtes or two different places, then it's harder to say it's a continuation. But here it's one after another. One after another, so that's how we understand Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir's machlokas in consecutive Mishnayos. Why is it so bad? The Gemara is bending over backwards, doing the best they can to say that Rabbi Meir is not going like Beis Shammai, and he's not stuck in a corner like Beis Shammai. This is a topic that we've touched on in the past, and that is Beis Shammai is a different type of rejected opinion than other opinions. There's always a machlokas, and we always paskin like a certain shita. But Beis Shammai, as the Gemara says in the sixth parak in Brachos, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel eina Mishnah. Eina Mishnah is a totally rejected opinion that unless we know you're a Talmud of Beis Shammai, like Rabbi Elazar Shamutihu, right? Unless we know you're a Talmud of Beis Shammai, we would really not like to line up any other Tana with the Shita of Beis Shammai. Why is he a more rejected opinion? Why does it say Rabbi Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Eina Mishnah? Why is it different? Why is that Beis Shammai? We have something against Beis Shammai. There are Kabbalistic sources. It's nowhere in the Gemara. There are some Kabbalistic sources that say, oh, Bizman Mashiach will Glavazan like Beis Shammai. Midas Adin. Okay, who knows? Oh, we'll wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. But why they? So the Gemara says in Erevin that they weren't as nochin va'aluvin. They weren't as arrogant, but they weren't as meek and hold themselves lower, more humble than Beis Hillel. Okay, but why is it? So there are a couple of suggestions given. Mentioned two. Number one is that it's not just one person. It's a group. And when there is a group that is arguing, if we don't strongly say that we go like the other opinion, so that will create danger. It will create danger because, as the Mesul Sisharim says in the end of Perachaf, there's a danger of Shalo Yasu Kishtei Toros. Right? Somebody might lead to if we allow, this shita, that shita, if we don't take a strong stand against Beis Shammai, read you his lashon, so then it can lead to problems. He says this is the beginning of Shas, the story of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was lie down for Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis to go like Beis Shammai, and he endangered himself. So he says, "V'lo yechlash b'shum panim shelo te'aseh Torah chas v'chalila kishtei toros." Alkein ladata mishnah azos yosha chasidus hu lahachzik kebeis hillel afilu lekula milahachmer kebeis shamai. Right, so there's a worry about shlo yasu kishtei toros, because you're talking about a group of people and not just one person who holds of another opinion. Number one. Number two, the other suggestion is that this is the only shita, or one of the only opinions, that a basko went out and said we don't hold like it. Right, most other opinions, we have rules. Rav and Shmuel, we pass in like Rav by Yisur, and we pass in like Shmuel by Dini Mamanis. We pass in like Rava in everywhere except for six places. We pass in like Abaya. There are different rules and regulations we pass in like. But the Gemara in Eirvin Yud Gimel, a Basko went out and said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So if you have a Basko that goes out, so then we pass like Beis Hillel. I ain't mashkichin b'Basko. Ask Tosfos, but Metzia Nutes. What do you mean? We don't pass like baskols. Lo bashamayimi. The Gemara says in Bamatzia, right? Taner shalach noy. So how can we pass like, you say the baskol is so significant? So Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos gives two answers there in Bamatzia Dafnun Tes. Number one, says Tosfos, really? We do paskin like baskols. We do paskin like baskols. The baskol there in Bamatzia, that wasn't a real baskol. That was a baskol that was just there, lekavid Rabbi Elazar. The covenant of Elazar, right? After all, he says the Basko is going to prove that I'm right. So Basko went out, right? He's remember that's the Gemara about that he said the walls of the base bedroom shall prove that I'm right, and the tree and the river. So Hashem didn't want him to be embarrassed to say Shemayim will prove that I'm right, and then nothing will happen. Be embarrassing. Okay, so Hashem gave him a Basko, but that wasn't a real Basko. Tosa doesn't quote it, but it's fascinating. It's a Gemara in Tainus. Another time it happens. There's a story. We need rain here in Eretz Yisrael. It's a story that there was no rain. So Rabbi Elazar goes down, and it's the chazan, and davens, and davens, and davens, and davens. Nothing happens. Rabbi Akiva goes and says, Hashem, please, we need rain. Starts pouring. So the Gemara says, having Maranani Rabbana, the people of Basrei. People started talking about, oh, maybe Rabbi Elazar is not such a great tzaddik. He davened so long, and nothing happened. And Rabbi So the Gemara says, a basko went out from Shemayim and said, no, don't think that. It's just that Rabbi Akiva is Mavra Almidosav and Rabbi Elazar is not. But again, a basko goes out for the covenant of Elazar. That's the first day of Tosfos, B'Metzia Testament base. That wasn't a real basko, but of course we pass like baskols. Number two is that we'd pass like a basko if it goes like the majority. If it goes like the minority, not. But when it comes to the Basko by Beis Hillel is the majority, is the Rov, and therefore we would hold like that Basko, but we would not hold like the Basko in the other cases where it is like goes telling you that the minority has to be followed. Okay, but that's anyway why Beis Shammai might be more of a Shita Tehuya, because he is a shita, that is a shita that was rejected halacha lemaisa by the baskol. Is there any nafka mina between any other shita techuya and Beis Shammai? So they're both, Beis Shammai is more rejected. We don't want anybody to hold like him. Is there any other nafka mina? So I'll just mention one, which some suggest. Why am I mentioning this one? Because we did it a couple of days ago. On Daf Yud, remember the Gemara, the Amoram, two Amoram, there was a machlokes, if you have a certain type of decoration that's hanging further than four tefachim from the schach. So it was a machlokas. So some of the Amoraim that held it was kosher, Rav Nachman, he invited the other Amoraim and said it was possible into the sukkah without telling them. And he misled them. And we discussed, are you allowed to do that if you hold something's kosher? So maybe that would only be allowed. I'm only allowed to mislead somebody if I hold it's kosher, if I'm not holding like Beis Shammai. If I'm holding like Beis Shammai, then for sure I cannot mislead. Because that is a shita tchuya for everyone else. For another rejected opinion, okay, I'm allowed to hold like that opinion if that's what my Rebbe held for Chulu. But if it's Beis Shammai, then for sure it is not, it's not going to be acceptable. Again, that's a big topic. We just touched on it for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Hanicha, about six lines up from the Mishnah. Getting back to Rav and Shmuel. Again, relating it to today's Mishnah. Ha Nicha L'Rav, our whole Mishnah is understandable. According to Rav, the Amar, who said yesterday, Machlokes b'sheish ben arba, Rav said the Machlokes of Meir de Behuda was about four tefach wide boards, Drebi Meir, Isleg Zeres Tikra, you know, Isleg Zeres Tikra. Our Mishnah Pashtus is talking about boards of four tefachim wide. Right, you can use it for your house. It's four tefachim wide, and that's the machlokas. Rav fits in very nicely to the Mishnah. Ela l'Shmuel to Amar b'she'ein b'narba machlokas. But according to Shmuel, who says that the machlokas is by less than four tefachim, avo yesh b'hen arba divrei kol psula. But if it's four tefachim wide, then every degree is puzzle. So save my pligis. What's our Mishnah talking about? The simple understanding is our mission is about 4 tefach wide boards, because you were going to use it for your house, you just didn't get to put the plaster on, then you decide you want to use it for your sukkah. But if that's the case, then according to Shmuel, everybody should agree, should say it's pasul. So why would Rabbi Yehuda be mekel? So the Gemara says, bibitule tikra kamiflagi. The machlokas is bitule tikra, nullifying an already existing tikra. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. We'll go with Rashi Pshat. The Ramban and others argue on Rashi. Rashi says that there is an irony here. It's an irony here. And that is, let's read Rashi, third wide line. Klomar, Amar lecha Shmuel, la'olam b'shiyesh bohen arba'a v'lo haisa kan tikra mitchila. The case is where yesh bohen arba'a. You're using 4 tefach wide boards, and there wasn't a tikra mitchila. The achshav hu balasachik bo l'shem sukkah. And now you're going to use it for schach. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda pasul to gazrinim shim tikra shlo yavo v'yeshet achas kores peso. V'yomer mali zeh mali chadasha. When is there a machlokas between even within less than 4 tefachim, according to Shmuel, and if it's 4 tefachim, everybody agrees? If you're building a roof. If you're building a roof, and you're allowed to use 4 tefach wide, that's where there's a machlokas. But let's say you have a roof already. How much do you have to remove? So there, ironically, says Rashi in the Pshat of the Gemara, you need less. Because if you're building a roof, you weren't megala your das that you realize that a sukkah is different than a house. You're just building a sukkah, and it kind of looks like you're building a house. So we're worried that you might get confused with building a house and building a sukkah. But if you already have a roof on your house / sukkah, and now you need to do something to show that I know this is a sukkah and not my house, then you only got to do a little bit. Because the whole act that you're doing itself is being megala your das. Aval hashta, says Rashi, dezu tikra haisa, it was a roof, ubali de maisa lasos l'shem sukkah, and now you need to do something to undo it, v'zeh mochiach, that itself, this reflects, sheyodeya sh'amr taratas av lomana asi, you know, the fact that you're doing anything now, shows that you know it is sukkahs, so you would need less. So that's why in Achinami, Shmuel says, in the earlier case, you're talking about a case where you're building a roof, that's where there's a machlokas, like I said before. But where you already have a roof, and it's a question of bitule sukkah, so then it is less of a problem. Less of a problem. And the Ramban and others cannot fathom Rashi. They cannot say, well, if you already have one, it's going to be better, it's not going to be worse. So they don't like this irony, but that is Rashi Shita, which we will go with. Okay, let's continue. Says the next Mishnah. Hamikare sukaso bishvudin. If somebody is mikare. What is mikare? So let's just translate it now as you use for schach shpudin, right? You use iron or metal poles. And then you put kosher schach there too. Oba arucho samita, or you use the sides of the bed, which were parts of a bed, meaning it was a kli, and then you took the bed apart, and now you're using that for schach. So it was a kli. It was makabel tuma. So in both those cases, you're using pasul schach. So im yesh revach beinei kamosan kshera. If you have in between this pasul schach, you have kosher schach, exactly equal to the pasul schach, kshera is okay. As long as it's half kosher, it is good enough. That is the first half of the Mishnah. And then the second part of the Mishnah, Hachoti v'gadish la'asos lo sukkah eno sukkah. If you have a teepee, if you have a haystack, and I go inside the haystack and just take out some of the middle area, says tasav l'manasui. Right, that's a big problem, because I didn't make the schach there, I just made the hole underneath afterwards. The Pnei Yoshua is medayek here, that the Mishnah does not use the word hamesachich, sukaso b'shvudin. Let's say Sai Hamakara. What is Hamakara? So he says that's what Rashi is bothered by. Rashi here says, Hamakara Sukaso, Kimo Sha'anu Osin, like we do, Shemisadrin Klunsoos Tchila Bischach, like we are Misader, we put metal poles down Bischach, Vinosin Pesel Alehen, and then we put Pesel, which is normal, branches and trees, on top of them. That's Rashi. Says the Pnei Yoshua, I have a problem. The Gemara, the Mishnah, in the next line, and the Gemara also talks about, you know, you're putting it in between. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says you're putting it on top of it. Sounds like from Rashi, imagine you have three metal poles and you put schach all across on top of the metal poles in between. That's where the schach is. So it says the Bnei Yeshua, that's for sure kosher. What's the Mishnah talking about? Because there you have kosher schach even on top of your pasul schach. So how does Rashi explain the Gemara? So he says, the Bnei Yeshua says, a chiddush gadol in reading Rashi, you have to put a comma in Rashi. Rashi is just bothered by the word hamakare. Because it doesn't say hamasachich. So hamakare, Rashi just means hamakare means support. So hamakare sukaso, kimoshanu osim, like we do, comma, that's it. The rest of the Rashi is not explaining the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is not about a case where you're putting the schach kosher on top of the schach puzzle. At least not yet. So you have to put a comma after kosher osim, and then Rashi explains what we do. But that's not what's the pshat of the Mishnah. Now, out of the Mishnah, Rashi is not saying that exactly what we do is what the Mishnah is talking about. It's, you're right, just like we use support, so too the Mishnah has support. But it's not exactly the same case, says the Pnei Yehoshua. Good. So, back to the Gemara. So, Lema, our Mishnah, the simple understanding of our Mishnah is that you have pasul poles, and then in between you have kosher schach. And the Mishnah says, as long as it's exactly equal, you don't have less kosher schach, it is okay. So Lema David Tiyufta Darfuna Bray Dervi Yeshua. Is that a machlo? Does this Mishnah argue on the Shita to Itmar, which we had in Erevin? Parutz Ka'omed. Let's say I have an area that is surrounded by walls. So when is my wall considered a wall to make it a Rishos HaYachid? So what if I have exactly equal the closed areas and the open areas? Parutz. So, machlokas, Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Rav Huna Rav Yeshua Amar Aser. Rav Papa says, as long as it's exactly equal, it's still okay. It's still called an enclosed area. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua says, no, it's Aser. You have to have what's called Omeid Meruba La Parutz. You have to have more Omeid than Parutz. Even if each Pirtza is less than 10 Amos, which usually can be called a Pesach, but still, if you add it all up, and you have more parrots, then Omid is no good, or even equal, says Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. So is he against our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Amar Lecha Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, no, my kamosan benichlas v'yotze. When our Mishnah says exactly equal, it doesn't really mean exactly equal. It means a little more for the kosher schach. Because it's easy, you could get out the pasul schach easy, in an easy fashion, you could slide it in and out, which means it's not so tight. Means it's more kosher schach. So the Inachinami, that's what the Mishnah means, and the Mishnah can even go like Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. The Gemara says we'll have to get back to this, but let's just first continue. Really, is that true? V'ha'ef shalat samsem. Can't you be very exact? Can't you be very exact? Rashi says the Havamina is that we think the only reason we interpret the Mishnah this way is because we think you can't be so exact. But ask the Gemara, why not? Why can't you take the Mishnah literally? That you have exactly the same amount of kosher and non-kosher schach, and the Mishnah is against Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not that we think it's impossible, but this is the way we understand the Mishnah. Amar Rav Ami B'Madif. You have to have the kosher schach supported by something, right? It's not going to hang in thin air. So the case is where you are hanging on purpose. On purpose, you have more. I'm sorry, that'll be the next thing. I'm jumping ahead. The Madif just means you have more kosher schach. Then not kosher. It's not because it's impossible otherwise. That's how we understand the Mishnah, number one. Or, number two, which I just said, I'm sorry I said it a line before, Rava Amar, Afilu Teva B'Shein Ma'adif. Even if you didn't do it on purpose, but what you did is as follows. Imayun Nisunim Shesi, Nosin Arev, Arev Nosin Shesi. You put it in a crisscross, right? If the Pasul Schach is going in one direction, you put the Kosher Schach in the other direction, but leaning on it. So, by definition, you have to have more Kosher Schach than Pasul Schach, because the areas are the same, but you lean it over on top of the Pasul Schach, and that's why it is more Kosher Schach, and the Mishnah can fit in even according to Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. Good. 2 points to talk about. Number one is getting back to Amud Aleph. So, the simple understanding of our Mishnah and the Gemara is that putting schach directly on top of pasul schach is not a problem. The only thing, you have to make sure you have kosher schach, but it sounds like it's not a problem. This is the sugya that comes up two or three times to discuss it in the Gemara of Ma'amid. What's Ma'amid? Ma'amid b'davar shein makabel tuma. Right, let's talk about this, Be'ez Hashem. The main lashon where the Gemara is in the beginning of the second parak, chaf aleph amud beis. We'll have to get back to it then. But the question is, the Shulchan Aruch is not 100% clear about Ma'amid. What's Ma'amid? We know that there are requirements for Schach, right? The three requirements, or the two requirements that we mentioned earlier on Daf Yud Aleph. But what about, and the walls have no requirements, we mentioned. You can make the walls out of anything. There is a Chumrah of the Bach. Chumrah of the Bach based on certain Rishonim. And the question is, does the Shulchan Aruch say it? It's not 100% clear. It seems like the Shulchan Aruch does not hold of this Chumrah. And that is, can I support my Schach directly with a Davar HaMekabel Tumah? I might go there, that if I support my Schach with Davar HaMekabel Tumah, I might come to use the Davar HaMekabel Tumah for my Schach itself. In other words, can I put Schach directly on a metal sukkah? Right? Put it directly on. So that's the question of Ma'amid. So Me'ikir Hadin, the Mishnah Brura says, and Rov Achronim assume, Me'ikir Hadin is mutter. Me'ikir Hadin is a kosher sukkah, and you're not being Mekayim the Chumrah of some Achronim of Ma'amid, so therefore it's kosher. But the minhag of Klal Yisrael in many places is to be machmir for the Chumrah of Ma'amid. And that is why, many times, if somebody has a metal sukkah, they would put big pieces of wood in one direction and put the schach in the other direction. Right? So it's not sitting directly on the metal. Fine. But then there's a Chumrah al Gabi Chumrah. And that is the Machronim, and the Chazonish says, what do you mean? Why is that called indirect? The wood, the big pieces of wood that you put your schach on, are also schach. So it's also directly on the metal. How does that help? And that's why the Chazon Ish is very strong. We'll have to see his Lashon at a later date. He says, no, that's also a problem. And that's why, if you see those that are very machmir, not to have any metal, no metal frames, you got to have wood walls and wood everything, that's because of this Chazon Ish. Because of this Chumrah of even Ma'amid to Ma'amid, you don't want to have anything indirect. But again, it's a Chumrah of Gabi Chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch might not even hold of the first Chumrah. And this is a Chumrah al Gabi Chumrah. So what about on a stone wall? Many people use stone walls. So some say maybe you're not going to get confused with stone walls and schach. The other items, you can't use stone walls for schach. So maybe there was no gzeira ma'amid by stone walls. But when it comes to the metal bars, then it's more of a gzeira. But again, the pashas of our Gemara, that is not a problem. Also, the pashas that we had a Gemara in that base. Remember, the Gemara says, what, you're going to tell me if you make a sukkah with, remember the Lashon on the bottom of Amud Aleph? Asa mechisa shel barzel, v'sika chal gabon hachanami, is that a sukkah? And it was a rhetorical question that, of course, that's kosher. So mechisa shel barzel. So is the Gemara just throwing out a Lashon not to take literally? Or it says a beferish. So there are a number of Gemaras that weigh in on the issue. But this is another one. And again, one should just be aware of the Chumrah and the Chumrah al Gabei Chumrah. Good. Top of Amud Beis. Now we have this big Tosfos here. What is this Tosfos talking about? This is the sugya of in Maseches Bechoros of Efshar Letzamtzem and E-Efshar Letzamtzem. Do we hold that things could be very exact? Can things be very exact like here? Exact in space. The Gemara talks about this in different contexts. The Mishnah, the source of this is the Mishnah Bechoros in terms of time. If two animals come out of an animal that did not have a firstborn yet, and they come out exactly at the same time, do they both have Kedushas Bechor? Are they both Suffolk Kedushas Bechor? Is it possible they came out at the exact same time? Or I just don't know, but really one did come out. Or do you say it could be the same? So that's Efshal et Samtim or Efshal et Samtim in terms of time. Here we have it in terms of space. Yeah, but a different context. But Tosfos in a few places in Shas discuss, what do we hold? Do we hold Efshal et Samtim? Do we hold Efshal et Samtim? And are we machalik? Maybe Hashem could be exact, but we can't be so exact. Right, Hashem, well, coming out of the animal, but not us. Or the opposite. Or do we say we can be very medactic, but from Hashem can, but we can't tell that it's the same exact time when it's something to do with Bidei Shamayim. So that's all the different guys. You look at the first skinny lines, for example. Nira, di Bidei Shamayim, ain alacha kamoso. Vahanu aviki Bidei Shamayim, ava Bidei Adam alacha kamoso. There are chilukim in the various directions in terms of Efshal et Samtim, re-Efshal et Samtim. But just to mention one source, which we mentioned in the past, but it's a crucial source, and that is the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Tes says, it has to be that in some areas you say Efshal et Samtim, that you can be exact. For example, mitzvos and averos. There's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of matzah. You're going to tell me, well, eat Efshal et Samtim, we can never know, so no matter how much you eat, you'll never know if you ate a kazayis. Of course, it's a mitzvah. Or an avera. Right? There's an avera to make, last week's parsha, to make the Shemen HaMishcha in the exact measurements that Moshe Rabbeinu met it. Isur daraisa, and it's counted as an isur. Says the Menachas Chinuch, if it's impossible for human beings to be exact, then that's an impossible avera to violate. So it wouldn't be an avera. Right, you'll never violate it because, oh, Jews can't be so, oh, you think it's 1 teaspoon, but it's not really 1 teaspoon. Right, you think, but the Isser is only when you're exact with the measurements. So says the Menachas Chinuch, it has to be, when it comes to events in life, like two animals, two babies coming out, or even like here, like measuring to build your sukkah. You didn't have to do this to build your sukkah. You didn't have to have kosher and non-kosher, just put all kosher. So for those types of issues, fine. You have the machlokas or efshar or yefshar. But when it comes to fulfilling a mitzvah or violating an avera, of course you say efshar letzamtzem. Right? Lo nitnu Torah malachei hasharis. The Torah wasn't given to angels. And once the Torah commands a mitzvah and avera, we basically say you do your best. And we could trust that you did the mitzvah. Ach be'emes kibish lo nitnu Torah malachei hasharis. Kol makom shetzivsa haTorah la'asos b'mido u'b'mishkal. If the Torah commands you to do something by a weight or by a measurement, hakol lefi das ben adam lefi sichlo im mitzam same kosher hein le'inyan mitzvah hein le'inyan chiyuv. A very important Menachas Chinuch in mitzvah kuftes, and he continues and goes into this. But if you want to look it up, it's right over there. Okay, let's continue. Last section. O baruch hazamita. So the Mishnah said, if I take the sides of a bed, imagine a bed that had four, it was supported as a mattress, it's supported by four pieces of wood. So I take one of those pieces of wood and put it on top of my schach. So that's pasul schach, because that was a kli. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, that's not a bed anymore. It used to be a bed. It used to be a kli, but now it's just a piece of wood. So why can't I use it? So lema messiah leil Rabbi Ami bar Tivyomi to Amar Rabbi Ami bar Tivyomi sichcha bibavloi kelim. If I use worn out shmatas, a shirt is makabel tuma, but a worn out shmata that I'm going to throw in the garbage, it's not makabel tuma anymore, and it's tiny. It's cut into tiny little pieces, right? That's a Rashi quotes the Gemara later on that it's less than 3x3, right? Etzbos. So it's a tiny. So it's not makabel tuma anymore. You still can't use it for schach. Why? Psula. Can't use it for schach, because it used to be makabel tuma. So is that a riot? That's our Mishnah too? Just like he says over there, bavloi kelim psula, so to our Mishnah. So as long as something used to be makabel tuma, so the Gemara says, no, you don't have to say that. Kedamar of Chanan and Amar Rebbe, like Rebbe says, to explain a different source, ba'arucha u'shtei kera'ayim, b'ksar v'shtei kera'ayim, the cases we're talking about, you didn't take it fully apart. You have one long side and two short sides, or the vice versa. So it's still a kli. So achanami barucha v'shtei kera'ayim b'ksar v'shtei kera'ayim. It could be that our Mishnah is about a case where you didn't totally disassemble the bed. It's still in the structure that it is makabel tuma. But we might not hold like that opinion. Halacha l'maisa, we do hold like that opinion. We do hold that if something used to be a kli, even if it's not a kli anymore, it is still subject to a psul of schach. Why is that? Why is that? So Rashi says, Lundus. Rashi says the first wide line. Kiva de mikli asu, since it used to be a kli. It's skazur be'rabana, and it still seems to have the status of a kli. And therefore, you are not allowed to use it, because you might come to actually use a kli. Again, you have to get Rashi. You might not say it that way, but it could be that Rashi is saying, there's still a chalos shame kli. Again, there are other suggestions. We're going to start tomorrow with Rabbi Yosef Engel, who has an unbelievable chiddush where he says maybe it's like the concept of nireh v'nidche and dichui meikara, which applies to kudshim and also here applies to sukkah as well. And we'll put this on the list with the comparisons between sukkah and kudshim, as we had on daf tes chal shem shemayim ala sukkah, and the makar for sukkah on daf hey being from the aron, right? All the different connections between a sukkah and kudshim. Okay, we'll stop here.